Welcome to the Utah PTA Pulse Podcast. I'm Mike Williams, Director of Communications here at the Utah PTA Pulse Podcast. To my left, your right is...
I'm Angela Ado, the Family Life Commissioner.
To my right, your left is...
I'm Cami Wichers, the Community Engagement Commissioner.
And today we're going to talk about joy in the PTA. But first...
Well, this question is perfect. What is one thing you are most proud of yourself for?
Being on the Utah State PTA. Juggling my life. Proud. For me, I do a lot of videos. I have a YouTube channel. And getting better at videography and doing it with my kids and having them sit with me while I edit and them to understand and them to choose the music for our videos. And it is fun to look back. I love that I can visually look back at content that I created 15 years ago and say, wow, that was terrible. What was I thinking? I had this...
Then you're like, you've come so far.
Exactly, and I love that. And so I think I'm proud of my skills, and I'm still learning. Like, even in this podcast, I'll record stuff, and I go home, and I go, wow, that looks terrible. But I don't, you know, I don't... This is something new to me, and, yeah, I love being able to quantifiably see that improvement that I see all the time.
Yeah.
If you want to watch... my bad videos, I won't tell you, but man, I had this obsession with like movements like this and like focus stuff. Oh, I'm like, I'm getting sick watching my stuff. Oh, it is so bad. So bad.
The slideshows when it was like cool to do a different transition with like each
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember that.
Brutal.
Yeah. Seriously.
But who knows? All that stuff comes back.
Maybe. I know it is kind of a different thing. I know, I'm trying to think. I mean, obviously I'm proud of, like, how my kids are turning out. And I realize, like, I'm not, like, the sole person that has, like, shaped them. But I feel like, okay, I didn't do, like, hopefully they won't need too much therapy. Like, they're going to be okay. They're you know, turning into good, responsible adults. But then I also, like, if it's just, like, things for me, I was thinking not being afraid to, you know, do things or go for things that are maybe scary, like running for school board or applying to be the Utah PTA president-elect. You know, just not being afraid, even though those things are scary, just... pushing forward and going for it. I think that would be my thing.
That's cool.
I think mine would be that...
You better say dance.
I mean, I am still dancing, which is awesome.
I think that's very awesome.
Even though, like, the other day we were learning choreography and they're like, okay, now we're going to do a handstand. And I was like, I am not doing a handstand.
Like a cartwheel.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I will practice it, but mind over matter in those things. No, but I feel like my ability to still want to learn things, like, I feel like I'm really proud of that. And I don't know, a couple of years ago, my husband was working two jobs. And so if something like happened in the house or whatever, like, he really didn't have time to fix it. And so I just would, like, you know, research things where in the past I might have been, like, too scared to do that, you know, or not, maybe not too scared, but just like, oh, that's his job, I don't want to learn that. Where now I'm like, nope, I can figure it out. Like, we got two dogs last year and I figured out how to groom them and take care of them, and it's so much work.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think sometimes as we get older, we kind of put learning aside, you know. And I think, I don't know, I like that about myself.
I think when you say that, learning, that's with videography. Something I watched the other day was a lot of people go on YouTube and they're like, they watch, okay, how do I get this perfect shot? And how do I do this? And how do I do this? And they watch hours of it. Just go out and do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
That's what's, yes, just go do it yourself, try it out. So good, yeah, grooming a dog, Yeah, I mean, you can watch the video and that's great. On a basis, like, well, what am I supposed to do? But man.
You just have to try it.
Just go do it. You got to do it.
And the first cut wasn't great.
I know.
But now they look really good.
Now they look good.
Cutting my husband and son's hair. Yeah. The first few haircuts, I'm sure people were like... Who cut your hair?
Oh yeah, I remember the first time my husband asked for help on his haircut, and I like he was like, "Just do the back. You just need to do a straight line." And I was like, you know, and I was like, ah.
How straight does this line
have
to be? Like relatively straight.
Yeah, like it's great. Or like, how short do you want it back here? I still don't want to cut his hair. I'm perfectly fine to like cut my dog's hair and make them look all cute and use all the different special scissors and everything, but I have. I want to cut his hair and go get it, but it's fine.
Have you heard that saying, if at first you don't succeed, try again or something?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A joke is, if at first you don't succeed, don't try skydiving.
Oh, yeah.
I love that one.
Well, today we're talking about finding joy. It's kind of been on my mind a lot lately about how we find joy in the work that we're doing, and we're here talking about PTA, but I think it's just as important to find joy in your life, in the working like the workings that you do in your life. And when we get off track from seeking joy, I notice that like things fall apart, you know, and we don't feel confident and things are just kind of crazy. But when we're trying to find that good and trying to find happiness, you know, we're more successful at what we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. And it makes us want to do the things that we're doing too.
Yeah, like know? That reason.
Yeah.
Having a good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lately I've been listening to a lot of podcasts about like finding joy, and you know, I feel like everybody has kind of like this different recipe, you know, for how to find joy. You know, do these things. You know, if you go on a walk every day, you'll feel happier, you'll find more joy or whatever. But I think for everyone, it's different for everyone. And it's really finding out, like, what brings you joy in your life and then implementing it, you know?
Yeah.
One small thing for me is I feel joy in listening to music and singing along with it. Like, that makes my whole day better. You know, I'm a better mom, I'm a better PTA person, I'm a better wife, I'm a better dancer, whatever, because I just did something that makes me feel good and mm-hmm. makes me happy.
Yeah.
You know?
And well, and something that doesn't even, I mean, depending, I don't know how long you sing for, but it's something that it doesn't take a lot of time to. It's not like you're taking out huge chunks of time, but the reward it's
yeah.
like it's a big reward for just a little thing.
Yeah. What are some things that you guys do in your life to find joy?
Make videos.
Okay.
Actually, no, really, videos are tough, but doing it with my daughter is so fun. Yes. I love it. She'll sit with me and, oh, that's a good edit. Oh, put that in there. All right, I'll put that in there. She chooses the music always.
Oh, that's cute. I love that.
So that's joyful. But, yeah, singing's good. Endorphins.
Mm-hmm.
There's a study that this guy I saw on TV the other day who said that they are studying actual music, that even just listening to these certain songs releases endorphins in your brain. So they're trying to come up with a list of certain music so that when people are depressed, they can just say, oh, I need to listen to music, and it just releases endorphins in your brain. So it was kind of a cool study that he was talking about.
I definitely could see, like, there are yeah. definitely songs that I'm like, oh, like, you know,
yeah.
like, I love this song.
Yeah, I love this song.
The beat or the lyrics or whatever. Yeah, definitely. For me, it's funny because I was actually thinking about this today. I really just like having my nails painted.
I was just going to say that. She's talking about her nails.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, I was thinking about that today. I'm like, ooh, when can I squeeze in time to do a nail skin? You know?
Yeah.
I got some chipping going on, and like, when can I do that?
I feel that same way. Like, every time I paint my nails, I say this to my kids all the time. I'm like, I feel so much better about my life.
Yes.
And And I think my kids think it's silly, but it's like so true. Like, I'm like, my nails are painted, I can handle everything.
Yep. It's so true. Like, look how cute they look. You know, and I'm like, look. And they're like,
Yeah.
My wife just got, she loves contacts, but she just got new pair. She's like, oh, my contacts. I feel so pretty. I love this. Oh, I can put on my sunglasses now. Oh, yeah. I mean, if that's that little thing, being able to do little things like that to bring joy. And we're not professionals, and we can't say that we are, but there's those cool apps that I've seen where you can get a professional like psychiatrist and have mental health. I know that my sister struggles with mental health, and joy is the hardest thing for her to have. Mm-hmm. But there's people, resources out there. So make sure if that's a resource. And I love it when she's seeing a person and she's on medication sometimes, but she can have joy in the different person she is. But we're not professionals, and I can't say go get something, but look for resources out there. And talking about kids and advocating for them, to have joy, we have in our school like counselors, and they have this room that's like nice.
What do they call them?
Like a wellness room or a wellness den.
And it's so nice. I go in there and I'm like, the lights are all dim. I'm like, this is nice. And they have a little beanbag for the kids to sit in, or they have a little tent. And I just think, I bet these kids just go, this is just a little bit of joy for my day. Yeah. Just, and I don't know, I find joy when I'm alone. If I can go in a, you don't have to be the bathroom, but to get away from my kids for just a second and just be quiet for 5 minutes. That is my joy now that I'm talking about it.
It's really funny because I was just thinking about, sometimes I like going to the store by myself. And sometimes I just want to walk every aisle. And it's not that I want to buy everything. It's just,
it's fun.
I just want that time to just walk and be in my thoughts and walk in a store, and it's so silly, but that to me sometimes brings me joy.
Yep.
Another one I was thinking about, and just because today, I watch my niece for a couple hours every day, she's two, and just seeing her walk in the door and light up and smile because she sees me brings me joy, and she always comes and gives these cute little two-year-old hugs that are squeeze your neck off hugs, and I love that. I love just seeing her smile and seeing her the excitement that she gets over every little thing, and she just, her expressions. So those little things that bring joy every day.
So I heard, I can't remember where I heard it up, but they were saying when your spouse or significant other comes home from work to, before you dump on them about your day, to make sure that you smile at them and, give a hug or a kiss or whatever your routine is, but just that smile, when they come home, and I'm horrible at that. My husband comes in the door and I'm okay, I'm leaving the room. But I know that helps just bring a little bit of joy, even though you're probably walking into chaos, I don't know, maybe no one else's house is chaotic when their spouse comes home, but.
Well, my husband works from home, but.
Yeah, mine does too, but even then,
And there's that time when all the kids start coming home and it's just yep.
And I feel like when your spouse, or even when you work at home too, it's even trickier because they kind of hear all the things that are going on, and they just walk out of the room and they're done from work, but it's we still need that 5 second smile, okay, this is done, we're okay, we're gonna move forward from this,
Well, and isn't there, I don't know the theory yet, but there's human touch, everybody needs 8 seconds or something.
8 second hugs. Four or five of them a day or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. And so I just think, who can I, not that you should go around hugging everyone, but even just my children before they leave. And sometimes, they want the half a second hug and you're like,
right?
come give me a real hug.
Today my third grader wouldn't even give me a hug at school. like, I had a second, I was subbing today, and I had some time between classes, and he was going to lunch, and I was like, come on, give me a hug, like, and he finally did, and I was like, come on.
Just your mom.
So, but when we're talking about, like, PTA, I think sometimes we get discouraged by, like, the amount of work that we have to do, or we're feeling stressed about an event that's coming up, or... You know, there's just a lot of things that can sometimes be discouraging when you're trying to, you know, move forward in the work of PTA. But I think, I mean, we've talked about, like, the mission and reminding ourselves of, like, what the mission is and why we're doing things. But also knowing, like, what parts of PTA make us happy.
Yeah.
You know, if we really love teacher appreciation and we're not over it, like... Go talk with the person over teacher appreciation and find out what you can do. You know, like a small little portion, you know? Mm-hmm. Or like if you love, you know, volunteering in a classroom, like go find out what you can do tomorrow.
Yeah. I love that. I was actually talking to someone just a couple days ago and, you know, they were saying, I really, you know, we were asking if they could help with this thing. And they're like, I can't right now, but please know that I really do love doing these things. So... You know, right now I can't do that. There are things going on in my life where I'm not available, but kind of as a way of saying, like, I do love doing these things, so don't hesitate to ask me later. It's just right now my plate is full.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I always say that when teachers ask me to sub and I can't sub, I'm always, like, I always feel bad for so many reasons, but I'm always like, please ask me again. Like, I love subbing in my kids' school, so please ask me again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
So I think sometimes we're all on the state board, and it is often quite overwhelming, you know? Like, there's a lot to be done, and I don't think we could ever finish the to-do list. But I think... Like, for me, I feel so much joy when I can see things that are getting accomplished.
Yeah, you know, like celebrating
even
little.
Though we haven't finished the whole to-do list, because we'll never finish it, but, like, we can see some of the successes or even some of the lows, but it's just, like, seeing the things being done.
Yeah.
You know?
And then also... celebrating those.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's a little thing, like, being cognizant of it and recognizing, like, look at this. Like, yeah, it's little, but it's a move and progress in the right direction.
Yeah. Cammie and I, we recently went to St. George to have a booth at the Elementary Principals Winter Conference, and that we had a blast. Mm-hmm. It was so fun. But reflecting afterwards and seeing, like, that we really did need to be there and some conversations that were had, I mean, that brought me a lot of joy, too.
Yeah.
You know? Yep. I mean, we had a blast. It was so fun.
And, you know, one of the things I really loved about that, and maybe we need to share this because I think PTAs need to know this, is as we talked to these principals, there was so much appreciation from them for their PTAs, as well as concern. You know, principals that would say, my PTA is awesome, but they are so small, and, you know, they're struggling to get people to come in and help, and just their awareness of what was going on. Like, that was really special and really touching. And, you know, hopefully you have principals that are like that, that really do care. They really are concerned, and they want to see your success. Sorry, I'm getting a little emotional.
I know.
It was so, like, we really do have some awesome principals. And I hope, I mean, to me, that felt like the majority that we spoke to.
Oh, definitely.
And I hope that is really the case, that you really do feel supported by your principals, because, you know, you really do need to work together. But it was really neat to see their concern for PTA.
Yeah. And they really seemed to know, like, what was going on.
Yes.
And I loved that they were, like, open with some things that were happening in their PTA. And I think, I think the number one concern, and I feel like every volunteer organization probably feels like this, is, like, how do we get more volunteers? Yep. You know, I'm sure that's, everywhere. Like, everywhere across the board. Maybe in jobs, too. How do we get more workers? Or, you know, I think that's everywhere. But they really seemed like we want things to keep getting better and going well, and, you know, what's our place in that, and I don't know, it was great.
Yeah. And it, like, that really, like, lifted me up to see that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. You know, sometimes those little things, like, just to see, you know, somebody notices, someone sees you, someone cares, can be uplifting. And maybe that is another thing, like, how can we bring joy to other people serving in PTA as well, not just ourselves. Obviously, it's important for us, but, you know, how can we translate that to other people also?
I think a smile goes a long way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think listening to people too. We've had people on here who are passionate, and listen to them and let their voice be heard. I get excited for how excited they are. Yeah. And I'm sure they're like, oh, you know what? I do love doing this. Yeah. This is awesome. And I get excited. I'm like, yeah, that sounds great.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and I love that. It just talking to people. And I think that's a good thing, is to be like, well, how is it going in book fair? You know, oh, it's been so hard, but oh, we had this, you know, and they, that one question, all of a sudden it goes from, it's hard, but this awesome thing happened.
Yeah.
Or, but we got a book for every teacher today. Mm. It's just fun stuff.
Yeah.
We went to a book fair and I don't know how it all works out. I once again, president at one time, and other people took over. I was a great delegator, I guess. I don't know. I hope the person listening to this doesn't go, what? I did. Well, anyway, she does a great job. Mm-hmm. But there was one elementary we went to, and they weren't doing a certain thing. And I said, well, the elementary next door does this. You can do that? And so the next time I went to the school for their second day of book fair, they're like, we did it, and we earned this much money, and we paid for all the teachers for a book. And I was like, oh, that's so great. So it's just this communication and talking to people and just talking about what you know and what they know. Joy just comes out of it, like, oh, mm-hmm. this is so great. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, this is so great. This is what I'm doing. So that's why I like talking to council presidents. So fun. I'm like, well, what are you doing? No way, that's a thing. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Well, I'm out after this year.
So am I.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so. Because we've got the nominating committee going, there. But I haven't seen anybody coming out.
Focus on them, for sure.
So we'll see.
Well, and that just makes me think of times when maybe, like, I've had to give correction to someone or had correction given to me. And sometimes it is a necessary part of PTA. And how do you do that in a way that you don't squash someone, you know? And I've seen some people do it in some really beautiful ways and, you know, just able to convey, you know, I hope you know that we appreciate this and this and this that you do. You know, we have some concerns here, and we might need to make some adjustments and some changes, and still acknowledging the good that they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in a not a roundabout way, that's not the right word, in a sensitive way, bringing up the changes that need to be made.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are ways to do it. You know, we don't need to come in guns blazing and attack people a lot of times, and listening to them and hearing their side. Because sometimes you hear, you know, you think it's one thing, and then they tell you and you realize, oh, you know, I really misunderstood the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think listening is important. But, you know, we can have joy even in the hard things.
Yep.
In PTA,
yeah.
I guess.
I think even the hard things will produce joy. I mean, right? It's this change, and people go, oh, and it becomes better.
Mm-hmm.
Even
yeah.
though it could be hard.
Yeah.
But most of the things I've seen that have been difficult, great things come out of it when there's a change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to, like, evaluate where things are at in your life. You know, if I think you can say this for PTA, but all things, like, if this whatever thing isn't bringing you joy or making you feel real emotion, like, let's take a step back and either, like, figure out what we need to do different or take a step back from that thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and sometimes in PTA, I feel like we can't say no sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes the best thing for us is to say no.
Just to say no. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Not always. Don't always say no.
Well, or even just scaling back. I think you can have wonderful things come without having to kill yourself, you know, or have this over-the-top activity or things. Like, sometimes the simple things are the best.
Yeah. I was thinking about back to an activity that I was a part of in my church, and our congregation was being divided, and we wanted to have one more last activity where it was us, and it was such a simple activity, and it was just, it was a potluck, and we had just like some entertainment, and people just got to like be together and talk, and it was put together in a week.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like that activity, like, really impacted people, you know, maybe more than some of the activities that had been, you know, they'd been planning for months, and they were fun, you know, or maybe informational or whatever, but it was meaningful.
Yeah.
You know?
I like that meaningful word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Simplicity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes simple things are just better, meaningful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've definitely questioned lately, like, because I'm always like, oh, I want to decorate over the top, and I want I want Valentine's to be over the top. I want my kids to feel loved, and I'm going to decorate in this way. And I'm like, do the decorations really show that, like, I love them? You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe some do. You know, they feel special because I hang up a certain ornament, or I put this heart out, or whatever, but sometimes I've been kicking myself because I didn't have energy to put up all the things or do the dinner the way I did it last year or whatever. But in the end, I've just come to realize that it's like those moments that matter. And if I'm spending time with them, mm-hmm. that's how I'm showing them that I love them, as opposed to like making everything so over the top, which I still love doing. Like, yep. I still love that. But if I don't have the energy or the bandwidth to do it, that's okay too.
Yeah.
You know, I'm doing the thing that like matters, the most important thing that matters. Mm-hmm. So
I think getting that feedback from the children, your children, whatever, and this could be feedback from maybe like a survey for the kids at the school to say, oh, I liked this activity, or I like this, for them to say what it is, then you go, oh, okay, well, then we should do that. And I'm only saying this because out of all my kids, my almost 8-year-old little boy, he's always like, Dad, I really like sitting next to you tonight. That was the best. And I was like, okay, like, I don't, well, that was great. Like, he doesn't say, thanks for taking me to Monster Jam, which is awesome too, but sitting with him on the couch, he's like, oh, I'm glad you came and sat next to me. I'm like, this is awesome. That's so cool. Yeah.
You're like, I can do this all the time.
Exactly. I can do this all the time.
Yep. You're like, no need to go to Monster Trucks.
But getting that feedback is so awesome. And not all my kids do that. They don't.
Yeah.
You know, but if, you know, for getting feedback from parents, teachers, students, of, you know, peers, like, hey, how did I do? Like, I did this presentation or whatever, how did I do? And getting feedback mm-hmm. can bring
that. I think people appreciate honest feedback.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't mean you have to be harsh.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they do want honest feedback. You know, nobody wants to be told that something was wonderful when it really wasn't. But, you know, they still want to know the things that were good too. So don't make it, anyway.
And if there's someone that gives you harsh feedback, I mean, don't be, oh, I'm not going to do this anymore. They needed help. They need help in their communication skills, or they need this. Because there are awesome people that have given me feedback, and I won't say their names, but they're part of this organization that it's like a scolding, but a kindness. I'm like, oh, good. Like, I think it's going to be worse than it really is. And it's like, okay, do it better. But they know how to do it. They know how to say it without me going, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
So if somebody says something that says you're done with it, they're the wrong person that said it to you.
Well, and sometimes, I forgot where I was going.
Being mean? Don't be mean.
No, I don't remember what. Well, and sometimes you take it the wrong, you know, sometimes it is not intended.
Right.
It's not intended. To be harsh or mean or make you feel bad. It's just, you know, intended to help you improve or help you fix an activity later. Or, you know, I think, you know, sometimes I'm one of those that jumps to conclusions. Like, that is so mean.
Same. And I take everything personally. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, you know.
It was probably not intended that way.
I had a principal tell me, he was talking about, like, when he has to bring in parents and, you know, talk about, like, situations going on with their kids or that maybe their kids has a special need that, you know, needs addressed. And he's like, no one wants to hear that their kid is misbehaving or that their kid needs extra care at school. Mm-hmm. He's like, and, you know, often parents are upset and they're frustrated, but they can go home and think about it and then come back to the table.
Yeah.
And sometimes we need to do that, you know, like, maybe don't respond right away if it upsets you, you know, like, you're like, okay, I'm hearing what you're saying, but we're going to come back to this after, like, I can internalize this a little bit and not give the wrong emotion or, you know, whatever.
Yeah. It's kind of that idea of like, sleep on it. Like, don't respond if someone, you know, attacks you or if says something that's hurtful or hard for you. Like, sleep on it and then address it. You know, don't reply right away because a lot of times you're replying with emotion and not logically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think what I want everyone to take away from this episode is that you can realize what finds you joy in PTA, but in all aspects of your life. And then do more of that, mm-hmm. you know, and it's okay. It's okay for you to seek joy because I feel like joy is a little bit different than being happy. Mm-hmm. I mean, lots of things make me happy, but it's not long lasting mm-hmm. and joy is long lasting.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I feel like you can feel joy even in the midst of like hard things.
I feel like joy gets you through the hard things, you know, when you can see the joy mm-hmm. going on around you despite your hard situation or the hard decision or whatever, mm-hmm. joy can carry you.
Yeah.
You know? So we hope that you guys are all doing things that find you joy, and if you're not, start today. Yep. Do those things that give you joy. Little things, big things, sing in your car, sing in your shower. I always feel better after that.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, you Swifties. Me neither.
I mean, I like Taylor's. Yeah, I like her, but I wouldn't say I'm a Swiftie.
Yeah. I did not go to her concert.
Most of you out there listening probably are, because almost everyone's a Swiftie.
Awesome. All right.
Okay.
That's it.
The slams.